Okay, item 11 was previously deferred, so we are on item 12, PR 2019-4717, ST 2021-116, preliminary final plat for TRB Holdings at 12701, 12712, 12714 Copper Avenue Northeast. And the agent, owner, TRB Holdings, and that's Mr. Borer, I believe.
Yes, Timothy Borer.
Okay, can you give us your firm and or address?
TRB Holdings, it's 701 Bosque Street, B-O-S-Q-U-E Street, Tularosa, 88352.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead and give us an update. Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
Yes.
All right, go ahead and give us an update.
We addressed all the comments that we had on the you guys had submitted the other day. Some of the stuff I had talked to some of the departments, and they said it's not necessary for the replat. I believe that traffic got the infrastructure list that they were looking for. I don't think that they would needed anything else additional just for the replat. Obviously, when we do the work order, that'll be more fine-tuned and refined. So I think everything's been addressed at this point.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And at some point, Ms. Gould, can you put up the infrastructure list that goes with this project, and we'll see if it's in order. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item 12 on Copper Avenue Northeast? Okay, please raise your hand or speak up. I'm not seeing anyone. Let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Blaine Carp, the Water Authority. Availability statement 210608 is in review. It's not been approved yet. An approved statement is typically required prior to approval of any platting action. The statement would set the criteria for service. An exclusive public water line and center sewer easement shall be granted to the Water Authority the same extent as proposed for the vacation. This will be a condition of plat approval. No structure or other improvements will be allowed within the required easements. And also, continuous access shall be provided to the easement. A note shall be provided on the plat, which states that continuous access shall be provided. Pro rata is owed for lots 8, 9, and 10, and needs to be paid prior to plat approval. For each of those, it's $42.94 each. So times 3 is the total amount. And that is the extent of the comments. Pro rata, we've occasionally delegated that, but that would be something that has to be either delegated or deferred. Availability statement, I'm gonna look at that while the rest of the group's talking, given that this is a replat. Otherwise, we do at least need a delegation or deferral for the pro rata. That's what I have. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Code enforcement.
Ms. Montano, code enforcement. Code enforcement has no comments or objections.
Parks and Rec.
Somerville Parks and Recreation, no comments or objections.
Sorry, I didn't quite hear that. Did you say no comments?
No comments.
All right. Loud and clear that time. All right, hydrology.
Mr. Armijo, hydrology. Hydrology has no objection. Please note, an approved grading drainage plan will be required prior to building permit if any of these conditions are met. 500 cubic yards of grading, 1,000 square foot of proposed structure, or 10,000 square foot of proposed paving.
Transportation.
Yes, good afternoon. This is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. The only comments I had were minor regarding clarification on the infrastructure list, just to make sure it doesn't look like you're committing to more than we're really asking for. First of all, sidewalk, we're only requiring sidewalk on the west side in front of the property, so that needs to be clear, I think, under type of improvement. I just wanted to make sure that, like I said, you're not committing to more than what we're asking for. Also, on the curb and gutter, it needs to be clear that it's from on both sides from Copper to the east property line. I think that would define it best in lieu of descriptions that you have. And when you're labeling type of improvement on San Jacinto, that just needs to be clear that that width goes to the east property line. And then after that, it's a transition.
Okay.
So the, I think I'm just going to need those clarifications, and then I would be good to go on this.
Okay. Planning comments?
This is Maggie Gould. So other than there's not a signature on the infrastructure list, and then from what Jean said, this is not actually the final infrastructure list, and we do not have a DXF. The rest of it, I think, is okay.
Okay. Mr. Board, it looks like we might need to defer this just to finish up these little items. We can't sign an infrastructure list that's not complete. I don't know if, you know, you look like you're traveling. occasionally, some people complete their infrastructure lists and come back at the end of the meeting. But I also don't know what Mr. Carter is capable of doing. So I just want to start with, do you want to just go ahead and defer?
Well, if at all possible, I'm going to be in the office here in a few minutes. If at all possible, I can clarify that infrastructure list. And then if Water Authority, if I can pay for those fees over the phone or something real quick, I can do all this stuff before the hearing is actually over. And the water and sewer availability, if I don't know if they'd approve that contingent upon, you know, because essentially it's just a replat. So water and sewer, you know, it's just consolidating the lots. Is there a way that we can get this approved without having, okay, you know, just for the consolidation part?
Let me first check back with Mr. Carter.
This is Blaine for the Water 3. My concern with that is you have an infrastructure list that's typically, you know, you get one infrastructure list with either your plat or your site plan, and we're going to have some type of infrastructure on that availability statement. And so to go forward with the infrastructure list and get that all approved, get it recorded, et cetera, and then a week later come at you with, you know, we have water infrastructure necessary. To me, that doesn't make sense. I typically,
okay,
getting those statements first.
So my recommendation then, Mr. Bohr, is just to go ahead and defer to the next meeting, which is July 14th.
Okay.
Just because they're all the issues together. So is there a motion to defer item 12 to July 14th?
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Vince Montano, Code Enforcement, I second.
Please vote.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve.
Vince Montano, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Bill Somerfield, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB, Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item 12, PR 2019-4717, SD 2021-116 to July 14th. Okay, we're almost there, Mr. Bohr.
Almost. We're pushing a year here, but we're getting there.
Okay, that's right. You have the vacation to do first. Okay, yeah. Well, we'll celebrate almost there then instead of how long. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.